WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. This Sunday, Showtime premieres a new drama series called City on a Hill, starring Kevin Bacon. It's set in Boston in the early 1990s and centers on a series of armored car robberies, a high-profile case that exposes all the city's problems around politics, race, and police corruption. Our TV critic David Bianculli is interested in the story, but also in what he says is the show's very impressive roster, on screen and off. Here's his review.
City on a Hill is a period cop series about trying to change the system from within and encountering resistance, sometimes deadly resistance, everywhere you turn. It's a bit like Serpico, set in Boston instead of New York and in the 90s instead of the 70s, with Kevin Bacon in the Al Pacino role. But there are two major differences. One is that City on a Hill, though it's set against and mentions actual events and police scandals of the time, is a fictional story with fictional characters. And the other major difference reflects the TV complexity of our time and of what we expect or accept out of an ambitious TV drama these days. City on a Hill is more like David Simon's The Wire, examining motives and actions from every important angle on all sides. And its protagonist, Kevin Bacon's FBI investigator Jackie Rohr, is less like a morally rigid Frank Serpico than one of the corrupt lawmen Serpico went undercover to expose. It's a meaty role, and Bacon inhabits the character instantly and completely. The moral crusader in City on a Hill, at least at first, is DeCourcy Ward, played by Aldous Hodge. He's an assistant district attorney newly arrived from Brooklyn who shows up with a personal mission to clean up the entire criminal justice system of Boston. And one of the first people he runs up against is Jackie Rohr, who introduces himself to the new assistant DA in the courtroom and asks a favor regarding the case that's just about to begin. As first impressions go, this one doesn't go well, and the civil tone of their conversation goes downhill fast.
DeCourcy Ward?
Jackie Rohr, FBI. You mind if I call you D?
No. I have an arraignment.
Arraignment's what I want to talk to you about. You got a kid, Roach, on your docket. He's an informant of mine. He's working a decent case.
He also shot a cop.
Well, he allegedly shot a cop.
You want me to let him off? Why me?
Call it a professional favor.
No, but why me? Specifically.
It's your case, isn't it? Is there a misunderstanding here?
No. See, I understand perfectly. You walk in there and you think, oh, the new guy's stupid enough to eat your
What are you, some kind of
I spent 5 years with the U.S. attorney watching feds cut deals for pieces of like this. Take it to Guy Dan, see what he says.
Oh, well, excuse me, Clarence Thomas. I'm sorry I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I figured that you weren't Guy Dan's Uncle Tom, but clearly I was mistaken. Don't worry. Next time, I won't ask.
Once a series of armored car robberies grabs the headlines, the DA and the FBI agent become unlikely allies. For reasons as much personal and calculated as noble, they team up. Not only to investigate and prosecute the case, but to root out injustice in the precincts and courtrooms along the way. Bacon's Jackie Rohr becomes a very unlikely, very flawed hero here. A spiritual successor to Andy Sipowicz on NYPD Blue, or almost any of the cops on Homicide: Life on the Street. The third main player here is Jonathan Tucker, who portrays Frankie Ryan, the head of the gang of armored car robbers. We see events unfold from his point of view, as well as from the FBI agent and the district attorney. It's structured as a usual, familiar, male-dominated cop drama. But what's unusual about City on a Hill is that the women in their lives, wives, girlfriends, mothers, colleagues, figure so prominently. This makes room for some very strong scenes from some dynamic actresses, including, in the first three episodes alone, Jill Hennessy, Lauren E. Banks, and Sarah Shahi. While the robbers are stealing sacks of money, these actresses are stealing scenes, one after another. That's what's happening on screen in City on a Hill. But behind the scenes is just as dynamic a lineup. The executive producers, there are a lot of them, include Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Affleck gave the series idea to Boston screenwriter Chuck McLean, who gets credit as creator and wrote the first episode. Other executive producers include Michael Cuesta from Homeland, who directs the opener, Jennifer Todd from Memento, and Barry Levinson, whose production partner, Tom Fontana, is the showrunner of City on a Hill. And that's where the specialness of this 12-part series really shines through. Just as the main characters in City on a Hill fight against the status quo of corruption, Tom Fontana, as a writer and producer, has fought just as diligently against the bland status quo of television. He did some of the most groundbreaking writing on NBC's St. Elsewhere, then went on to Homicide: Life on the Street, where he and Levinson based their show on a book by a then-unknown crime reporter named David Simon, who later created The Wire. Fontana brought quality drama to HBO by creating the pioneering prison series Oz, then was one of the first TV creators to produce a series for Netflix with Borgia. Network TV, cable, streaming, Fontana has left quality footprints wherever he goes into battle. And now he's at Showtime, with Kevin Bacon heading the charge. With City on a Hill, expect complexity, expect the unexpected, and expect excellence. You won't be disappointed.
David Bianculli is editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches television studies at Rowan University in New Jersey.